Let's talk about how we can get through the stresses and the overwhelming feelings of life and the pressure. Because you know what? We all know that life can get crazy. It can get overwhelming. We get pulled in so many different directions. Studies show that the top major stressors come from money and the economy. You know, we're working more hours, which means we have less time for our loved ones, which adds more stress and this sense of overwhelm that we're not going to ever get everything done. You know the drill. We have to pay bills, make decisions, feed our families, run a business. It never seems to stop. You may feel stressed to the nth degree, and you might even be at the point of giving up because the pressure is severe. I want you to know my heart goes out to you, and I want to help you and encourage you today by giving you some practical insight of what you can do when you feel these pressures of life, the overwhelming pressures of life. First of all, when it seems like there's no one there for you, you're going through a hard time, you're feeling the pressure, and you feel like you're doing it all alone, you need to remember this, that God is with you. He's for you. He's not forgotten about you. And in the midst of everything, He has a plan, and He's going to see you through. The scripture, very familiar scripture in 1 Corinthians, it says, "No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face." And all you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit, and He'll always be there to help you come through it. You just have to kind of camp out in that scripture. God, I know that you're there with me, and I know you're going to help me through this intense pressure. Be assured that He's not going to leave you alone. The scripture says He'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, you may feel alone, but take rest in knowing He's not going to leave you at any point in your life. Secondly, when you're feeling this stress and overwhelm, recognize that the enemy wants to torment your mind and cause you to focus on the problems at hand. Now, this is important. The scripture says to be aware of the enemy's strategies. And he'll come against your mind with these thoughts and tell you things like this: you're never going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. You're never going to get past this. You're going to break under this pressure at any given moment. Oh, y'all, we've all heard that. See, the enemy or Satan wants to get into your mind. He wants you to focus on the problems and not on what God's word says, the promises of God. He has a way of messing with your thinking so much that it makes you think that this is the first time you've ever experienced this kind of pressure or stress. It's like he comes in and wipes your memory clear of everything that you've come through in your life. And you know, that couldn't be further from the truth, because you've come through some things. You have some victories under your belt. And this is the time when you're feeling the pressure and the overwhelm and the stress that you have to start remembering God's faithfulness in your life. You have to remember those times when you didn't think you'd make it through, but you made it. When you thought you were going to lose your mind, but man, you didn't lose it. When you thought you weren't going to be able to pay your bills, but you paid them. When you felt like, man, you couldn't get back up, you were knocked off your feet, but you got back up. You have to remind yourself that this isn't your first rodeo. God saw you through before, and He's going to see you through again. The old saying goes, you've survived 100% of your worst days, and you're going to get through this. So don't focus on what the enemy's trying to get you to focus on. Don't focus on the problems. Focus on the promises of God. Thirdly, when you're stressed and overwhelmed and feeling the pressure, don't allow your emotions to dictate your life. Y'all, don't melt down under pressure. Emotions can change, but God never changes, and anybody can fall apart. You have to remember, you're not put here on this earth to survive the enemy. You are here to defeat the enemy. You may feel like you're not going to get through this, but you are. Tell yourself you're going to get through this. Don't allow what you currently feel to cause you to forget what God has already promised in His word. See, your stress is no surprise to God. He's got your back. You need to give Him your concerns, giving those overwhelming feelings and your burdens. And then fourthly, change what you're saying and you'll change what you're seeing. There is a miracle in your mouth. Y'all, anybody can give up when pressures come. Anybody can say, forget this, I'm going down, I'm going to fold under this pressure. It takes a strong person to say, no, I'm better under pressure. The stress is not going to take me out. God has given me peace in my heart and in my mind. And this chaos around me is not going to dictate the confidence within me because I know God's with me, for me, and around me. I'll not play the victim. I'll not merely survive. If I fall down, I refuse to stay down. I refuse to be walked on, trampled, put down, or put up with the stuff that the enemy is throwing my way. I refuse to listen to the lies he's trying to make me believe. I know who I am in Christ. My spiritual DNA is one of victory, one of overcoming, one of thriving. And I recognize this is an opportunity for me to get stronger. I'm not going to crumble. I'm going to soar. This difficulty will not stop me. But instead, I know it's preparing me and positioning me for greater things. And I'm going to remain faithful and I'm going to remain calm because Jesus is with me. I don't know if you figured this out yet, but life isn't a playground. It's a battleground. You're going to have to do a lot of fighting. You're going to have to go through a lot of pressure, but you got to know this. You were made for pressure. You need to say that to yourself right now. I am made for pressure. And you need to tell yourself, I'm coming through this and I'm going to come out stronger and I'm going to come out better. Now, I don't know what you're facing, but I want to pray over you, whether you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed to the nth degree, like I said before, or maybe you're not. Let me just say a prayer over you. Father, I thank you for being an ever-present help in time of need. I thank you for being faithful in our lives. Pray for those who are feeling overwhelmed and stressed and on the verge of quitting. I pray that you would strengthen their heart and that they would feel your presence right now and your comfort. And I thank you that you're giving them the grace they need for each situation they're facing. I pray for their families and their marriages, that they would be strong. I pray for restoration and just restoring everything that the enemy has stolen. I pray that you would help those who are struggling financially, Lord God, that you would help them just to have more money at the end of the month, that they're able to save, that they're able to get better jobs, and they have more than enough. And I pray for those who are struggling in their health and in their mind and maybe even with their attitude. I pray right now that you'd send forth your word and heal them from whatever they're feeling, the torment in their mind, the sickness or disease. I pray also, Lord, for single parents and everything they have to face, all the pressures. And I pray that you would give them supernatural strength and rest and favor and wisdom to be all they need to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks for watching today, and thanks for being a part of this channel. Y'all are absolutely the best, and I don't take for granted that you're here. If you haven't subscribed, I would love for you to do that today and hit that thumbs up button that helps get this channel out there. And just know this, if you ever need prayer, you can email me at the link below, and I would be honored to pray. I also want to tell you about an event coming up on April 12th. That's our Better Life event in Grapevine, Texas. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be a great night. It's a one night event. And I would love to have you there, meet you face to face. And you'll learn more about this event soon, but mark your calendar for April the 12th in Grapevine, Texas. For more information, look down below in the description box. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.